Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hours, the exclusive NHRD Network podcast channel where we chat about all that's happening and all that's trending with senior leaders in the industry. I'm Nisha, part of the NHRDN team, and it is my privilege to host this episode. We are delighted to add that this episode marks a year of adding happiness to listeners of this series. Each episode has two interesting sections, bottoms up, where leaders pour their hearts out, and a rapid fire, a fun-filled bit to round up the conversation. Hosted on a variety of channels, this is one series you definitely would not want to miss. To introduce our guest for the day, Mr. Madhu Raghunath, it is my privilege to welcome Madhu, who is the President and Chief Operating Officer of the Dealership Businesses and Group Head Human Resources and Organizational Capability TVS Division of TVS and Sons Limited, based at Chennai. He has had an illustrious stint as part of this current role, where he is responsible for the P&L of the TVS dealerships spread across four states of India, employing about 5,000 people. He has a distinction of being an HR professional, transitioning into a business role, having done his master's in social work, specializing in personal management and industrial relations. He also holds a diploma in labor and administrative law. He has interests in mentoring and developing young people, and other interests include writing and reading extensively on a variety of topics. On that note, a warm welcome to you, Madhu, to this discussion.
Thank you, Nisha, and thank you, NHRD, for having me on your show. Happy Hours is something which I've been also actively following.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. And to begin with, I would simply like to say that given your stint in the automobile sector and FMCG space prior to that, I'm sure there are several key learnings that all of us would benefit from. Would you like to take us through your journey?
Definitely, Nisha. I think it will be my pleasure to give some small snippets and nuggets out of my 25 years of experience in the industry. I started off as a young trainee with Unilever, post a small stint with Mafra Management. One thing which really struck me initially was the largeness of the organization and the potential and the opportunities which it offered me as a young professional. And I really set out and really got the best out of me and gave me the opportunity to really explore my potential to the fullest. I think I would really thank Unilever for that. And work took me across to various places. I think that is one thing which I would always like HR professionals to keep in mind. If you get a chance to move around, please move around and travel to a lot of places. As they say, travel makes a man wise. Definitely that has made me more wiser and gave me a lot more exposure, a lot more opportunities to work on. And so Unilever did all of that and sharpened my functional depth in terms of employee relations, industrial relations, human resources practices, be it engagement of white-collar workforce, so talent management, and a whole host of modern HR practices, which Unilever was very famous for. Then when I looked at a bigger role and a bigger full job role, TVS happened to be in 2010 after a 14-year stint across levers, across various parts of levers in the south, east and western parts of India and some parts of the North Indian states like Madhya Pradesh. TVS gave me a very wonderful opportunity to sharpen my business acumen. I think that is something which was a very, very rich experience. I think all HR professionals would need to get into this. Initially, when I took over the role in TVS, it was purely an HR role. And in 2014, I got an opportunity to do also the operations role, which was the back-end role, which was apart from frontline service and sales. 2018 onwards, I started doing a full-fledged business role. And that gave me a lot of exposure in terms of how a business is run, the profit levers, the cost levers. I would definitely recommend all HR professionals to have a very close link with business and understand business more deeply.
In fact, it's very heartening to see that you are part of that very rare breed of HR professionals who successfully transitioned into a business role. So that's the aspect that I would like to explore as part of the next question.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
How do you define success? And is there any success mantra that you have to cope with not just the various roles that come across, but also the rigorous routines that come along with it?
It's one of my favorite questions on success. I define success as a contribution towards positive progress. That's how I see it. So any contribution which you do, which enables a positive progress to happen in the society, I would say it is successful, and it is success for that particular person. And this mantra which you talk about, in fact, very coincidentally, I used to write, I read a lot right from my 1995 days, 1990 onwards, even when I was in college. I developed a formula for success. In fact, many people, it's a mathematical formula to share that with all my people. It is genuine intent into sincere action. It's a product of genuine intent and sincere action will give you sustained success. Now, it is a very simple formula, very difficult to implement. I have been a very big fan of my own formula, and you can actually see this in action. So this is the single mantra, I could say, which would really take you, however rigorous your job might be, whatever be the difficulty. If you have a very genuine intent in whatever endeavor you're trying to set out to do, and follow that up with a sincere action, full sincerity, it's not just for the sake of doing it, you would definitely get success.
That's very deep a thought, I must say, and so simply put. So thank you very much for that. I'm sure that's definitely going to be one of the takeaways for listeners to this podcast. Building on it, what is it that keeps you going and motivates you to do better?
Definitely, I would, as I said earlier, it is, I always say to my entire team, there are only two things which will really matter. It doesn't matter how good you were yesterday. It is about usefulness and relevance and contribution. I call it the URC effect. Are you useful? Are you relevant? And are you contributing every day? Just three nuggets. Are you useful? Are you relevant? Are you contributing? So when I come into the office every day, I think as to how can I be useful? Am I being relevant? And am I contributing? And automatically success happens because people are attracted to these things, and they would offer you more and more opportunities when you are being useful, when you're being relevant, and when you're contributing.
Wonderful. I see that your background in science possibly is where all these formulae and very interesting acronyms come from. So again, easy to remember. That's a very useful nugget. Thank you again for that. Linking that to the HR profession now, what is it about the HR profession that you find meaningful and worth pursuing?
Definitely, it is top of the mind, which I would say is helping people become successful, harnessing their potential for positive outcomes. This is what really drives me to stay on in the HR field, because no other function. Can you imagine an entire organization where a function is tasked or given the, I wouldn't say burdened. It is a wonderful opportunity which they give on a platter where no other function is able to do that. Only the HR function has this God's gift of helping other people to become successful, harnessing their potential. You are literally like a God or a doctor. You are helping them to know their potential. I think that really is the core or core tenet of the HR function, where you don't put yourself ahead or first. You always are in the background. You help people to become successful. And I think that is a really wonderful feeling. When you make people successful, you would really realize how good that feeling is.
Very well summed up, I would say. Moving on to this aspect where, you know, it's a very well-known fact that there is no such thing as an overnight success. Whatever any of us achieve is a result of a whole lot of challenges and hurdles that you would have had to overcome as part of your career. So the next few questions are bordering around how you actually maneuvered and went about the entire journey. There is a lot lot of talk of agility in HR. What are your thoughts on this and how is it really relevant in present times?
Yeah, agility is extremely important and it was always important. It's a universal value. It is not that it was not required in the earlier days. Even in 80s or 90s, it was very much required. There was a lot more of physical agility where you had to literally run around and do, but very important and very relevant. First is, as a leader, as an HR leader, you need to have an agile mind. Many times we associate agility with physicality of being extremely fast. You need to have a very agile mind. What do I mean by that? The leader has to continuously scan the environment and keep reading and keep himself updated on skills, learnings, new concepts, and the ability to translate those concepts and ideas in his mind into actionable tasks or actionable steps. He should have a plan or a vision. He or she should be able to create that vision in their own minds first. Second is the ability to communicate with agility, communicate with energy. So I bring in the concept of communicating energetically as agility also. When, as a leader, when you do these two things, you automatically are forced to follow it up with actions. So an agile mind, agile communication with full of energy will automatically force you to action out. And since you have already thought through a plan of tasks or actionable steps, you will do it. And simple things I would say is always think big, act fast, start small. I think this is extremely important. Many times we always wait for a very grand plan for action. Never do that. You will never get to that. Always think big. Your thought should be really big, but you have to act very fast. That's where the agility part comes in. And start small. Always start small. Then it builds up. It's like a flywheel. So that is how I would say. And definitely you need to constantly, dynamically keep assessing your business environment, your patterns, your cultural underpinnings, what is happening when there is a lot of people coming in through and going out of your organization. So agility in thought, agility in mind, agile mind, agile communication is first before you proceed with physicality of actions for agility. This is my take on agility.
Wonderful. Again, very well summed up. When you think about an agile mind and thoughts, and when that is communicated efficiently, you're bound to have positive outcome of it.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
Would you like to share a top career moment of truth? Something that you were faced with as a crisis, a decision, something critical that needed to be done?
My biggest moment of truth came in when, as I was moving higher up the responsibility ladder, a deep understanding of finance is very much required for HR people. Most often, we concentrate too much on the softer side of people engagement, getting to know, and we miss the entire piece on finance. And I would recommend, and having now spent 25 years in industry, essentials of finance, basics of profit and loss account, balance sheet, cash flow, some simple ratios, borrowings, net worth. These are things which I think every HR person should know, and they should have a very clear idea. And this was a moment of truth. Why? Because if you do not know, however good as an HR person you might be, you will get excluded out of certain conversations, which will be very painful. And that was a big moment of truth for me. So we thought that, okay, I was a very big HR person and all that. But when a certain set of conversations come, you will be on the table, but you will not be included in the conversation. And that would be a bit of a very big slap on your face. So you need to be prepared, and you should be having at least a working knowledge or a basic appreciation, more than a basic appreciation. You should have some amount of working knowledge of the concepts so that you are able to intelligently participate in those conversations and make some impact and make some contribution. I think that is one big moment of truth. The other is from an HR perspective, I always trust first and then work with people. Sometimes I have been let down on that. And though very painful, in one of the cases, I trusted a union and a set of union leaders a lot. I thought that the failure report might not happen during a long-term settlement, but then it happened. And people accused me that I trusted them blindly. But I never let go of that because I always found trust increases speed and agility. I continue even today. I first trust first and then act until I am proven otherwise. I've been proved otherwise. That if then I take my lessons out of it and then I'm more careful. But I always trust first. But that was again a moment of truth. It happened when I was very young. So for me, at that, today it might not be a moment of truth. At that age, it was a moment of truth for me.
Perfect. Would you like to elaborate a little more about, any one? It could be this instance that you just mentioned. Any setback you faced and how you worked around it and bounced back?
Yeah. Again, when I was in a small, in my second stint, we had to do a very large public program, but we did it in a particular factory. This was a context, and it was involving a celebrity, and for some purpose we avoided telling it and making it as a very big public program, and made it more as an in-house affair. I sort of grossly underestimated, and when I say I, it is along with packing manager and all of them, but I take the responsibility. I grossly underestimated the power of the celebrity, and the next day it was all over in the papers across the state, and there was a huge hue and cry from the police and other people because a lot of escorts and other people had to be put in, and that celebrity never turned up into the factory because that it created such a big problem with the administration. And I was up for a very big plaque, and that was again a very, very stressful moment for me. We lost an opportunity, and it was a very big one in a small city. And then how did we bounce back? We immediately got an in-house person to do the entire anchoring and the master ceremonies. And we conducted the program in a very, very nice manner with about 3,000 members. There were the family, the entire family members of the all the employees were also called, about 3,000 people in the factory premises. I mean, we ran the show very well. The biggest, and there was a lot of media attention, and I was called and I had to address the media and things like that. The biggest learning which I had got was that we need to be convinced, and however small or big it is, if you are running a show, whatever you are convinced about, you need to do. That was a very big learning. And never go in by just what generally others say, because many times what you would say would be very different from what the majority would say, but you would need to go with your what is absolutely right and required. So had I told the administration and taken the administration along in a much more better manner, I could have avoided this particular setback, and it would have been a much more grander affair. That is an opportunity, missed opportunity, but a very well big lesson learned. And I think Unilever was very kind enough to take us along on this path and was very much more understanding of the situation, and they stood by their initial principles, and all it ended off well. But I took a very big lesson out of this, so I really still remember this very fresh. It's about 20 years back, but I still remember this.
Wonderful. In fact, you mentioned something at the very start of the instance, and that was how you owned up. I think that's a very amazing trait for a leader to have, and definitely has contributed to your success.
Thank you.
Having heard from you about your entire HR journey and various challenges you faced, it's now time for the rapid fire section, a fun conversation, a lighthearted one, to conclude this interview.
The rapid fire round.
I begin with the question on what would be one word to describe your career?
I would describe it as rich in exposure, rich in experiences, and rich in learning.
Very well summarized. Next question. What is one habit that you would like to give up and something you would like to take up?
I would like to give up too much of thinking and take up the ability to focus a bit more so that I can close out many actions.
Wonderful. And like we were discussing, there is a lot of your written works that we hope to see published very soon.
I need to do that because I've been thinking too much. I'll have to focus on that and close it. I've been thinking about it for a long time now. Find a publisher, collate it. I think that is what I'm wanting to do.
Awesome. We hope that materializes really quickly. The next question, if not for HR, what would you have taken up for a profession?
Definitely, I've been a helper or a caregiver, as they call it now. The new buzzword is caregiving. I always feel HR has always been in the caregiving profession. I think that comes in very naturally to me. Now, when I look back, I think helping others and being of care to others comes very naturally to me. I would have definitely been a helper.
And I must add that that is very appropriate given the warmth that, you exude. Next question. Any pro tip for the HR folks who are listening in to this podcast?
Yeah, definitely. I thought through this. I think many people take a lot of pride in being very smart. But when we assess or look people from the other side, that sometimes becomes a very big irritant. I would always ask people to be choosing sincerity over smartness, humility over knowledge, wisdom over intelligence, silence over talking, and observation over seeing. I think this is very, very important for younger people. Maybe these are lessons which I have learned over many years. And if we had learned it much earlier, we would have been maybe much different. And I thought I should share this with you all.
Very well summarized. And I must add here that the very objective of this series is this: for us to learn from veterans such as yourselves and ensure that the aspiring and young HR folks have a lot of learnings even before they maybe start off on their journeys. Awesome. On that line, is there a tagline that you would like to give for the HR profession?
Definitely. I will use the acronym HR itself. It is help first, rest later. And that's what I would say. And that would sum up HR.
That's wow. Simply wow. Because if all of us HR professionals have this kind of a mindset, I think a lot of the challenges that we are likely to face would melt away on its own. It's been such a pleasure to have you as part of this discussion, Madhu. Before we sign off, any closing thoughts from you?
Definitely. I would like to leave the HR professionals with this thought. HR professionals are actually a special set of people. They are actually the blessed ones by the God. I say this because you are in this profession alone. You have the power and ability to impact a person's life in a very positive manner. And sometimes your inaction can actually lead to negative outcomes. If you see this as a very big responsibility which is given to you, and only a few people get it, I think if you have this thought at the back of your mind, you will always do the right thing. So you always have to only be answerable to your conscience. Don't even worry about anything else. And if you know this responsibility and you carry this responsibility well on your shoulders, you'll always do the right thing. And it'll always lead to a very positive outcome for the person and for the organization and for the world at large. I would request all the HR professionals to have this thought in their minds. Thank you.
Thank you indeed, Madhu, for that very engaging and insightful discussion. I'm sure the listeners enjoyed as much as I did conversing with you and drawing from all the wisdom that you had to share. And we hope you enjoyed too. Thank you once again. This is Nisha signing off. On behalf of NHRDN, we request all our listeners to do share feedback with us. It's very important for us to ensure that our offerings get better with time. Thank you. Stay safe and take care. Bye-bye.
Happy Hours, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.